Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Goss Talk Radio, 5:30 to 6. Thrilling sports talk every Monday. Bring it. Bring anything you want. Talking Penguins, Pirates, Steelers, anything. Baseball, football, hockey, whatever you want. No basketball, please. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks here. What's going on tonight? Hockey game. It's a need game, not a must game. A must game is a elimination game. The Penguins need this game tonight. They need to split the series and go up to Ottawa and split that with them up there. And I'll feel a lot better if they win tonight and split up there. As you know, last week I thought the Capitals, after that lousy game the Penguins played, that sixth game, I thought the Capitals were going to just run them out of the building that seventh game. But these guys showed a lot of heart that seventh game. That's why they're champs. That's why they're Stanley Cup champs. They showed what they're made of. Man, surprised me and a whole lot of other people, too. Well, then I hear a guy today on a radio station, a guy in the afternoon, yapping about ticket prices. I mean, these prices, ticket prices are a lot of money for these playoffs, and he's bad-mouthing people for not buying them. Well, you know, a lot of people can't afford them. He said, oh, well, they're only $80. You know, after resale, if they can't sell them, they're $80. Well, a lot of family of four can't afford $80. You got to put food on the table, and you got to pay the bills. I never yak at anybody or complain about somebody not buying a ticket, because that's none of my business. I don't know what your priorities are. That's your business. I would never go on radio like this jackass and yap about somebody not buying a ticket when he's a single fat guy living alone. And according to him, has more money than God, so, which I don't believe. Never will believe. But he's a single guy. He's never married. And who would marry him? He's on in the afternoon. I ain't going to mention his name. You probably, people already know who I'm talking about. But anyway, back to hockey. Now, Penguins, they had an opportunity to win that game. 5-on-3. Would they have 5 power plays? The power play looked like garbage. You have to shoot the puck on the net. You cannot go side to side, tic-tac-toe, shoot the puck on the net. And guess what? You have to have somebody in front of the net to maybe deflect the puck in. They know that, I'm sure. You know, they're professionals. They didn't have that last game. You have to score goals in front of the net. You have to block the goalie's view. I mean, they made it easy for that guy, Anderson. He played a good game, sure. But I hear a lot of people now, they're blaming Mata because he let the goal in, but that wasn't Mata's fault. That game was lost in the first period. You know, 5-on-3, you got to score, especially with the firepower the Penguins have. And I'm sick of them being outshot. Sick of it. Every game, same thing, outshot. Tonight, they got to start firing pucks at the net. You start firing 30, 40 shots at that puck, at that goalie, and believe me, you're going to have some good luck. You have to. Then you got to get people in front of the net for tip-ins. Now, this series is a lot different than the last two because they're not as physical. Ottawa. They play that trap game. The Penguins beat it. But, like I said, the Penguins lost that game in the first period. You have a 5-on-3. You have 5 power plays for the night. You can't score one. You got to be better, man, or else you're going to get beat. Of course, last year they got beat the first game by Tampa. Then they won the second game in overtime. But that's last year. I don't go by last year. I'm just saying what a lot of people say. Oh, last year this, level. I don't go. Last year I was a lot young. I was a year younger. So what I'm saying is, get them shots on goal. Good things will happen. And get people in front of that net. Fleury's playing good. In fact, he's playing great, I think. For the shots, how many shots has this guy faced in two series? I think it was like 300 to something in Capitals series. The guy's faced a lot of rubber. And Ban was watching the Pirates. Oh, my God. Is there a rule that Jaso has to play? Is there some kind of rule in the Pirates clubhouse that Jaso has to play? Now you're down to one outfielder because Polanco pulled a hamstring, and believe me, there's no loss there. I told you last week, I think his swing's long. Just like Alvarez, his swing was long. You don't last long in the majors when your swing is long. You got to shorten it up, short stroke. You cannot go. These guys, I'm sure they look at tape, how they're swinging. I'm sure they're getting worked with by the hitting instructor. And I'm sure they've been watching Jaso. He's batting 157 or 158. Is it a rule he has to play? Why wasn't Freeze playing yesterday? He just come back off the DL. Why wasn't he playing? Don't you want to put your best eight players out there? Plus a pitcher? And now, who are they going to put out in the outfield? Bingo. I'll bet it's Jaso. Yeah, I'll bet it's Jaso. Yeah. Well, if they put him out there, if I was a paying customer, I'd want my money back. But I don't go down and watch it because I haven't been to Pirate game, and I can't tell you how long. They interest me zero because I know they're not in it to win it. I know that. Notting don't want to win. He goes through the motions. He could care less. Making money. It's a business to him. It's a profit. He don't care if he won't go the extra mile to make the money or to make the team good. It's just about the money. That's all it is. Well, give me a call. See what you think. 516-666-9990. We got Floyd here. He's a man in the phones and the email. What do you think, Floyd?
Working hard. Be on the best.
Okay. She got that Permani sandwich again. What do you bring out Permani sandwich every Monday or what?
It's got it not in Washington, not in Permani. Not gold flow and money on it.
No. Just don't get any on the desk. You do, I'll come over there and slap you.
I don't think I'm going to get any on the desk, boss, because I can't film. Y'all sad?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but don't get any on the desk. That goddamn. I'll tell you what, you bring another sandwich up, none of you get fries here. It's got the fries all over, ketchup all over the place. Jeez. My gosh. Well, we got we got a big game tonight. We got a big show here. Don't be afraid. Give me a call at 516-666-9990. Jump on and jump fast. Don't be number last. Get on now. Get on quick. Because this show is nothing but slick. So we got the Pens tonight. We got the big game. We got number two coming up. And I predict the Penguins will win. I hope. They need to win. Because if you don't, as you all know, 0-2 going back to Ottawa, and that's not a good thing. And those fans will be pumped up there. But ain't nothing the Pens ain't faced before. They're experienced. They're road warriors. And I win tonight, and I feel a little more comfortable. And I think they can split up there. I think they're the better team, really. I think they are. But, hey, how about that West Nashville and the Ducks out there? Wow. That's a bang 'em up series, isn't it? Jesus. I got credit at Neil, huh? The real deal Neil. He's playing pretty good. I'd still rather have Hornquist. I'm glad they got Hornquist. Hornquist goes to the net. He's tough. Guy is tough. But, hey, what do you think of the Buccos? What do you think of the Penguins? Give me a call. My opinion on the Pirates, they got a homestand coming up, and it's going to be brutal. They got the Nationals 3 and the Phillies. Phillies aren't that good, but they are the Pirates. So we'll get to see that Harper coming in. He'll probably knock about 4 homers out of here. What do you think about Kutch? Boy, he went downhill, didn't he? Is he done? A lot of people think he's finished. Is he? I don't know. A lot of people think he's done. He's batting, what, 215? Yeah, that's not good. I think the most interesting player on the team, in my opinion, is Bell, Josh Bell. That kid's young, and I'm going to tell you something. That kid's going to be good. I said this last year. This kid's going to be, what'd you say, Floyd?
He hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah, I know he did. I know he did. You see how far it went?
Went 450, did it?
I think so. He put it up in the seats pretty good. Yeah, that kid's just growing, too. And he's big, big boy, big boy. I think this kid's going to blossom into a big home run power hitter. That's what the Pirates need. They'll probably get rid of him. They'll probably trade him for another prospect. I think Kutch will be gone by, but who wants him? You know, who would want him? Yeah, maybe somebody. Well, I don't know. Polanco, I told you. I think he's done. I think, not done, I think he's a lot. I think he's overrated. I think the guy's overrated. I really do. Just like they try to bring Alvarez in here. Hey, ballyhooed this guy. Oh, boy, you know, he stinks. He's not even on a major league team. He's in the minor leagues. Orioles. If he's still there, who knows? He's probably batting peanuts down there. I'll have to look it up. But, if you got a big, long swing like Polanco, these pitchers in the major league, they're going to pitch through that. They're going to pitch. They're not a pitch. This is a little league. Of course, I think Hurdle thinks it is because he's got to play J-So and he got to get these boys in. I don't know what. I guess he thinks he got to play these guys all the time or they're going to get mad at him. I don't get it. Well, who are they going to put in the outfield now? Kutch is the only outfielder they have now since Polanco's on the DL, legitimate outfielder. I don't know. Who are they going to put out there? Well, you know who they're going to put out there, Jason, for now, but they got to have somebody else. I guess they'll have I wouldn't put Bell out there. I'd put leave him on first base. We freeze. Maybe they'll put Harrison out there. He's been out there before. I don't know. Whoever they put out there, it's not going to be good. They need to make a deal, or they need to do. I don't know. This team doesn't excite me at all. Don't excite me at all. I'm anxious to see what the attendance is for the next this week coming up. But now talking about that team's like there's no excitement. What after Cole and Nova, and now Taillon with his bad luck. Jeez. You don't have any pitching. Watson, well, damn. Bases loaded twice. 9th and 10th. He lucky got out of that. I don't think Watson's a closer. Rebo is. Rebo or Rebio or Ribeiro or whatever the heck is that. I think he'd be a better closer. But I don't want the team, so. Hey, give me a call, see what you think. 516-666-9990. We got Floyd here. He's a new guy. I've had him for like the last, this is his third week on the job. He's doing a good job. Yeah, the only thing I don't like about him, he eats too many Permani sandwiches over there, getting fat.
What do you want me to do? I need to take calls.
I know you got to take calls. Eating too many Permanis. I don't mind the Permanis, but I don't like all the mess you make.
What do you mean? I'm cleaning up.
Yeah, I know you're going to clean it up. I'll clean that shit up, or I'll clean you up. One of the two. Hey, you laugh. We'll see. I get any emails over there, so? He's shaking his head. No. It's a slow night here. Maybe everybody's hot. Nice day. We're usually loaded on the switchboard here. Probably everybody's out doing something. Very real nice day here. Yeah. But if you want to give me a buzz, man. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to talk. 516-666-9990. Bring it on. I'm ready. We got the Buccos to talk about. I'm up at the Steeler little mini camp going on. Nothing there. Everybody in their shorts. Nothing really to talk about there. I guess they come down for a look. Tomlin says nothing's going to make me, you know, be impressed with these guys or not impressed. I just want to take a look at them. And how could you impress anybody in shorts, you know? It's not tag. It's not touch football. So when the banging starts, the separation will take place. It's like Chuck Noll said. They all look good in their underwear, but when the banging clanging starts and separates the men from the boys. So, but, hey, that's a little while away. We got July, camp opens the end of July. And before then, we got a big series with Ottawa, and hopefully the Penguins can go on from there. I'm looking forward to that. I counted them out against the Capitals. Why? Well, the way they played, I don't think they still played their game, their best game. I really don't. I really don't think so. But I think it can only get better. Well, hey, I think Ottawa played a heck of a game. Penguins didn't play their best game, and they took them to overtime. So I'm looking for tonight to be a real game changer tonight. I'm looking for them to come on like I know they can. If not, then ain't good. What do you think? Give me a call. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Jump in and talk to me. 516-666-9990. We got a lot to talk about. The ice is smooth. 8 o'clock start. I hate 8 o'clock starts. I wish it would start at 7. I don't like 8. I don't think a lot of other people like 8 o'clock either. I don't know. I'd rather have it start at 7. We got to wait 2 more hours for the game to start, which is baloney. On national TV and all that garbage, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, how about ESPN and not talking about hockey? I watch Mike and Mike, like they're talking about hockey. First time in, 10 years I've seen them talk about hockey. Maybe they're having a little... After the shakeup, they're having a little... People are tired of the same old crap. There is another sport out there you can talk about besides basketball and football and baseball. Yeah, I actually turned it on, and I said, holy... Am I getting the right station? Yeah, this is ESPN. Yeah, they're talking about hockey. They had Sid on the other day. Wow. Amazing. Never ceases to amaze you, does it? No. ESPN actually talking hockey. Wow. But we're talking hockey here. I wish Letang, I know you can't wish in one hand and crap in the other, see what you get, but if Letang was playing, I'll tell you what, we'd have a easier time of it. He can bring that puck out of the end with a, you know, he's quick, fast, clear that puck. his shot and a point. Good shot. Missing him now. I don't know if Daly will play tonight. I hope so. Somebody said there he was skating right now. I got it on a Floyd told me.
Yeah, he's skating right now, he said.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Floyd said he's skating down there now. Well, that's good. I'll tell you what, get Daly back here, get him healthy. I know he ain't healthy, and I hope Haglund plays too. I think Sherry got to be sit down. I don't think he's playing good at all. I don't know what's wrong with him. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go in the supplemental draft this summer. I don't think they'll protect him. First of all, he's too small. I know Gunsel's small too, but Gunsel's smart. That guy, I'll tell you what, he knows where to go, man. He knows what to do with a puck, and before he got good hockey sense. Sherry, I don't know what happened to him. A couple bangs around, he got like, I don't know. He got hurt, and then maybe he's still hurt. Who knows? But if Haglund's 100%, that's my man right there. He's playing. Haglund is definitely playing. Fast. They need his speed. They need Daly back there, too. He's fast at the bench. Whatever. But, we got to be quick flick tonight. That's the name of the game. So give me a call. What do you think? 516-666-9990. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. It's thrilling, it's chilling, it's spilling. There's never a dull moment. Bring it on. Yeah, a little dead on the phones, but, happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of us. This is the best show coast to coast and probably better than most. If you have a beef, let's hear it. Let's hear it. If you don't, call anyway. But, I'm looking at Floyd eating that. What are you eating? Guy's always eating something. Got stuck in his mouth there. I know it. I'll kick you out of here. I'm paying this guy good money. What's he do? Brings Permane sandwiches up here. When I'm paying you an hour, I'm paying you more than minimum wage.
Yeah, not much more.
A lot more.
What, 8 bucks an hour?
What the hell is that? What's minimum wage? 7? God damn it. What do you think this is, a charity up here? Yeah, I guess if he quits, he quits. I don't care.
I'm not quitting, damn
it. Okay, he ain't quitting. We'll get to the goddamn emails. All right, okay. So, we're worried. Well, let's talk Pirates. I would say 75 games max winning. 75 games to them. Because it's only going to get worse because they're going to have a fire sale after the All-Star game. Koch, Cole. Why keep Cole around? He ain't going to be here anyway in a couple of years. Get something for him now before he throws his arm out for nothing. Get rid of anybody on the team. They can trade anybody. They all stink. That's why I said the only guy I see who any promises is that Josh Bell. He's the only guy I see. I don't even know if they have anybody in the minor leagues. I doubt it. They talk about this Meadows. What's he hitting, 200 down there? Triple A? He's not doing nothing. I thought he was the next Trout, the way they were talking about him. Yeah. All I hear about just pitching they have. Where is it? If you're going to pitch this, the pitching staff they have right now, with Cole and Well, Tyon's hurt. Tyon was good. I like that kid. Him and Cole and Nova. Three legitimate pitchers there. Like I said, the other two stink. Kid got rocked the other day. What's that big tall kid? I can't even pronounce. What's his name? Tallyon or not Tally? Oh, Christ, what's that one? Can't remember his name. Stinks. That's how good he is. He was supposed to be the whiz of the minor leagues. They're afraid to bring anybody else up because they might have to pay him. I don't want to do that. We might have to pay somebody. So you got one major league outfielder on the team. What's he going to do? And he's done. Gotcha. I don't know what happened to that guy. He went downhill real quick. He hit about 28 and he was finished. 27, 28. Talking about somebody hitting their peak and going backwards. That's like Louis Lips. Remember Louis Lips with the Steelers? He's good for like 4 years and then Zippo. So he cuts you 215. He may hit 20 home runs maybe, but they probably bat about 230. Not more than that bum Alvarez. Amazing to me. That's their fault, though. They had their chance a couple years ago. They were in the playoffs. They had a nice run there. They could have went on and got a nice pitcher and a couple other guys. They had their chance. For me, it looks like it's all downhill from here. It looks like the same old Pirates. I don't think anything's going to change. You come through there a couple times. You're not like St. Louis, okay? You don't have the organization they have. You had two chances there to win. You blew it. So now you're going backwards. You got Marte suspended. Guys, I don't know. Him and the other Polanco, they're eggheads. They're five tools of brain, and they don't have any brains. Marte got to be as dumb as a rock. I told you that before. Stupid. But let's concentrate on the Penguins tonight. Hope they win. Big game. It's a need win, not a must. A need win. We got a couple minutes left. And let's all hope the best for the Pens. I hope they come through and win. If they don't, it's going to be trouble. 0-2 going to Ottawa, bad news. So I'll be watching. You can bet on one thing. If they start getting beat, TV goes off. I'll tell you that right now. Alrighty. It's been a great show. Good talking. I hope you're going to listen. And like I said, I'm on from 5:30 to 6 every Monday. It's a slam bam. What's that, Floyd? I know, I did. He says there's some kind of special one for Manny sandwiches now. If you can go down there and get one, get another one half price or so. I don't know what he's talking about. He got so much shit in his mouth. You coming back next Monday?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Just wanted to know. We're going to sign off here in about 40 seconds. Was a slow show, I'm sure, because of the weather. I'm sure of it. Weather's so nice. Pittsburgh, you only get, the sun come out. This is the first time I've seen it in a week. I actually didn't know what it was. I looked in the dictionary under sun. Something very hot and shines real bright. It's not around here too much. So we're going to sign off and go Pens go. Bye.